Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It is two masterminds in one. On the front half, we talk about something that you've brought up inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. And on the second half, it's whatever's on my mind. But today, you get to find out what's on Kristen Jungle's mind. She's from Chicago. She's guest hosting today. Kristen, take it away.
So good morning, everyone. I am your guest host today while James is on the other side of the pond getting ready for our fun Elevate event. So be nice. Don't talk out of school. Like, keep yourselves on mute. I'd hate for you to have to make $100 donations to KW Cares because that's the penalty. I'm taking names. So first, we're going to start on the pre-show. And in the pre-show, James loves to go to the pivot page and find something that one of us has written about that's been engaging or that we could have a discussion on. And so today I'm going to go to this pivot member. His name is James Shaw. And he writes, I've been up since 4 o'clock thinking about something and I want your thoughts. We talk a lot about consistency in this group, but what if success really isn't about consistency? Here's what keeps coming to mind. I think it starts with clarity, knowing exactly what you want, why you want it, and how it impacts you. Without clarity, consistency doesn't happen. There's no point. Then comes commitment, choosing to show up even when it's not convenient, even when it feels tough. Commitment is the bridge between what you want and what you do, and only then can you build consistency, the daily actions that create results. So he says clarity to commitment to consistency in that order. And if you've been telling yourself, I just need to be consistent, maybe you should pause and ask what I'm aiming for to get clarity. And one of the things that Juan said in his TED Talk, and if you haven't listened to it, I know it is posted back on the Pivot page and the Inspire page, and it was really, really good. But one of the things Juan said is that peace is not a place you go to. It's a place you return to when you pause. And I think it's so important. We get in this rat race that is real estate, right? Like it's go, go, go. Where's the next listing? Where's the next buyer? Where can I find the next house? All of the things. And I do think it's so incredibly important to pause. And Juan reminded us of that over the weekend during his TED Talk. And I want to talk about that this morning. What have you done to find clarity? Because we know from being in bold that clarity is power, right? So if clarity is power and it's so important and it's going to steer the ship for you to be all in, be committed, be consistent, where do you get that clarity from? Is it a podcast that you've listened to? Is it a book that you've read? Is it a TED Talk like Juan gave? Like, where are you finding that clarity so that you could be so purposeful with the goals that you're trying to reach that that it makes being consistent that much easier? Let's talk about it. Robin McCoy, good morning.
Good morning. It's interesting you talk about this because Kira, my accountability partner, and I were talking about this yesterday. Over the last 2 months, I have gained so much clarity about what I want to do and where I want to go. Over the last year, I've been, working on the senior niche and how do I want to do it and how do I want to go about it. And over the last 2 months, it's almost a expansion of my business now. And it's new websites and it's speaking and there's getting this book that's been in me for a while, getting that out, serving my clients, and building a small little team. And it's just really, I can envision it now. I'm not kind of walking down a dark path. There's like some lights at the along the way, and it's making my job fun again. I'm not opposed to staying at the office later because I'm having a good time doing it. And I'm recognizing some of the opportunities that are now opening up for me because I'm paying attention.
I love that. So really identifying who your avatar is and going deep on that. And the thing that stands out to me about what you said, Robin, is you're having fun again. Like this, we do this business for a lot of hours, week after week. Having fun doing it is key. Thanks for sharing that. Jack Smith, my friend, good morning.
Good morning. And I love that song. And I love when, it was very interesting when Juan and a bunch of them rented a house at the last Safety Harbor event. That was a very interesting event. Let me just say that. That itself was an event. Bottom line is this for us. I love the fact that you brought up clarity. I love the fact that you brought up commitment and the three, I call it the three C's. And as you and I both know, once we read 10X and now that we're reading, what's that book, Wealthy and Well-Known now, it's even changing our life even more. So you and I have that wonderful book club that we do on Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock. So if anybody wants to text me or Jungles, she'll give you the link and you can get the book. But I think the most important thing is clarity is power. And that's where that comes from the bold laws. We had a bold event in the office yesterday. And the first thing that they asked me was, what was the bold law that meant most to me? And I said, clarity is power. Because the bottom line is we have learned here with the tutelage of James and other incredible agents that we have on here, that we can grow and still take time and be quiet. You know, and I said, it sort of was like, it was quiet yesterday when Paul Corey asked me yesterday, you know, what do you do to go, what do you do to get back in sync when you're off kilter? And I have learned that prayer and meditation brings me to that all the time. So if you get quiet, you get clarity. If you just listen, you know, in AA, we say prayer and meditation. Prayer is listening to God. Prayer is talking to God, and meditation is listening to God. So if we just, whoever your higher spirit is, or your whatever it is, just be very, very clear. As you heard Robin talk about, she's learned to have fun again, but she's very clear what she wants to do. So thank you for hosting this wonderful show this morning. And the music was incredible, Tim Johnson. I can't wait to see you in a pair of size 12 pumps.
Yeah, Tim is crushing it with the music. There are those that understand the assignment, and he is one of them. This is the book Jack just referenced. You can get clarity with Wealthy and Well-Known. So it's a great book. I would highly recommend it. Jenny Hayes, good morning.
Good morning, Kristen. I am so glad that you were bringing up this topic today. When I saw James's post on Saturday, it just stayed with me, and it was something that I knew that I needed to sit with for a minute. And I shared on the Pivot page, and I shared with you what I had done. You know, I had found white space, and I went and got big easel, whiteboard, and I just did a brain dump because I was feeling. I absolutely believe in consistency over intensity. And I was so focused on that for all of the year that I was missing that I'd already arrived in certain places by doing this wonderful thing called real estate. And I used a book. I've done this over the years, over many years, and I keep my notes. I've gone for an annual retreat of one, and I've gone away overnight, get a hotel, get a great guiding book about, you know, one of the things, Michael Hyatt's one of my favorite. And what he says is that most of us spend more time planning a vacation than we do our lives. And so it's just taking that time to recenter and to figure out what it is I'm doing and why I am doing it. And over this, probably like this year, I've said no to, day trips with friends or different things that I could do in my community because I was just focused so much on being consistent, which is not a bad thing, but I was missing some of the point. One of the questions that I went over this weekend was, the question was asked, think about a year from now, what would your life, if you had unlimited time and an unlimited budget, what would your life look like? And I wrote very simple things that are achievable now and are achievable through this business. And it was so freeing to realize that I have more control now over what we call our best life and to live it right now in this real estate space.
Yeah, so many great takeaways there, but I love the fact that you took that time to pause, right? Like you took time with the sheet of paper and said, I just need quiet time. I have Think Bigger on my calendar every week. My coach has told me I need to have it on the calendar twice a week because of all the thinking time, but you really need to have that time that you dedicate just to yourself in order to be able to say, now I need to think about what I want my life to look like. And then you build your business around that. Thanks for sharing, Jenny. Good morning, Orly.
Good morning, everyone. So for me, it's two things. One, when I pause, my favorite time to pause is when I'm flying somewhere. I never turn on the internet because that's a disruptor for me, because no matter how long the flight is, that's my time to look out the window into the clouds and see my life 10,000 feet high. and really think about it. And I always bring a journal with me on the flight because that's my time to think about questions that I ask myself. Where am I right now? What do I want out of life right now? Who do I want to be right now? Because to me, it's not just about clarity, which is hugely important. It's about intentionality and purpose. So what is my intent for this season in my life? Right now, I'm in a transitional season of, you know, Brian Buffini once had a quote on his podcast of money makes you rich, time makes you wealthy. And I'm taking time because this is my year of freedom, of doing all the things that I want, of living my life and working in between and still continuing the business while I do all the things that I've always wanted to do, because it's one day it's going to be too late. So live your life.
I love that, really. Money makes you rich, time makes you wealthy. What a good saying. And what a smart idea. Who doesn't want to book a trip right now so that they can just go look out the window and write down your thoughts? I'm in that camp. Thank you, Orly. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. So as soon as you started talking about this, I realized that within the last 60 days, I got healthy and I got clarity around it. And I started actually watching what I eat. I lost 28 pounds in 60 days because I was focused on what I wanted. And I realized, why can't I be focused like this in my business? So I hired my new amazing coach who has really been digging deep into my business and what's happening. I realized that things that I'm saying I'm doing, I'm not, because I'm just all over the place and overthinking things like we all do. But then I also stopped worrying about what everybody else is thinking. And I started actually like worrying about myself. So I got healthy. I'm happier. I'm doing things. I'm out in my community now. I got rid of the BNI group that I was in. I like did all this stuff for me and not for other people. And that was my big clarity on what I need to do. And now I can set goals because now I'm not scared of my goals, because before I wouldn't set them because I was like, I wouldn't do them because I knew it. I was afraid of them. And now I'm not. I'm journaling again. So it's actually starts with yourself and realizing what it is that you really need and want, and then focus on that and be regimented and purposeful and get your stuff done. And that's what I did. And it's been a huge game changer and eye opener and relief and weight off my shoulders.
That's amazing. Congratulations. 28 pounds in 60 days. There's people in the chat looking for that secret, Dawn. So
it's hard. It is hard. Great but work. I did it. Yeah.
Good morning, Bree.
Hey, good morning, friend. So I think when I need to get clarity on things, or like it's about taking assessment of, you know, how you go and you do an event, right? And assessing how I feel after I've done an activity. So like when I do an event, like it sets my soul on fire because I'm a people person and I'm an energetic. So I love being around that. So when it comes to lead generating, I know that, okay, I need to do something that is going to light me up inside and make me feel my most authentic self, because that's when I know I'm walking in my purpose. And that's how I know I'm walking in my purpose, because I've got that feeling of just joy and I don't feel dread after doing it. So I just literally taking assessment of all the things that I'm doing. And if it's not doing that for me, if it's not making me feel alive, if it's not making me feel like I'm joyous, if it's making me feel like it's just a drain or I don't want to do it, then I know that it's not in alignment with what I need in order to thrive in the business. So it's like, okay, is there a person for it? Is there a system for it that can take it off of my plate so I can have clarity on the things that I am here to do, and align that with the activities that I do in my business?
I love that. I'm like you, Brie. I did an event last night. I did an ice cream social and we had 85 people show up, and I get on the phone with Trevor right afterwards. And I'm like, when's our next event? Like, I love the energy of being around the people. So it definitely fuels me. So that's awesome. So find what you love, find what fires you up, and then do more of that. Perfect. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity, Kristen. This must be the week of this conversation because I've been on two other masterminds around the same topic. So it's really come to a spot where I've stopped and then really thought about it. And what I've really learned is the clarity and the commitment also comes from, and this came up in a mastermind that I was on, is the willingness. What is my willingness to take action and the discipline? And what hit me was not to disappoint my discipline. Like my discipline has to be strong enough that it is my clarity of the willingness to get to where I wanted to go. When I heard that, I was like, wow, I don't forget about everybody else and the noise. I don't want to disappoint me and my goals and where I want to get. So that clarity became more clear. And the commitment now is to me and my discipline. And I'm going to disappoint, yes, maybe other people, but I'm going to disappoint me. And how important is it to me to achieve those goals and get to where I need to be? And then with that, the consistency just naturally comes because I don't want to disappoint me. And that makes my world, my whole wheel on my circle. If I'm putting into what's really important to me. So I really had to focus down on that, and that has helped so much with the whole process.
Yep, great share, Kathleen. I remember when I first started my Making Connections call for lead generation and nobody was showing up. And I would take a picture and I'd send it to my coach. And I'm like, nobody showed up today. He goes, the most important person showed up. Get your lead gen done. Like it was, you've got to show up for yourself, right? Like first. So thanks for
Right.
sharing. Okay, so we have about 9 minutes and about nine hands. So we're going to go rapid fire now, the Ian version of rapid fire. So Barb Whitney, you're up.
Okay, I'll make it quick. So for me, when I saw that post, because I have been fighting with consistency, and it has now made me look at, okay, back up, sit down, figure out clarity, get your clarity. I know I'm willing to do it, and then I can get consistent at doing it. So I'm sitting down with my husband, and again, like somebody said earlier, brain dumping, and just put it all out there on the table. Get clarity, I'm willing to do it, and then be consistent.
Yep, that brain dump is so important. Get these things out of your head as quickly as you can. And either, like Bree said, give it to somebody else, create a system around it, like, but get it out of your head. Great share. Good morning, John.
Good morning. So for me, I think what it is the clarity is part of a, or it is a process. So as an example, that stems from a willingness on my part to listen, learn, do whatever it takes. As an example, I was looking in my Kindle library the other day, and I have three John Acuff books, one of which I read a few years ago before I joined all this kind of stuff here in real estate. All I did was look at those words. I never actually read the book. I just finished soundtrack the other week, and I am now pursuing the new anthem every day, and it connects with me very deeply. It's been great, and I'm not going to go on, but I'm going to ask people who do a lot of journaling if they have any prompts or any tips of that kind of nature, drop it in the chat so I can expand that or into that for my practice of trying to create clarity and consistency in my business and life. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. There's some really good John Acuff books. I know that JDS always says that Finish is one of his favorites. So, Jolie, good morning.
Hi. So a lot of what Juan had said in his TED Talk and Jack and actually Jenny Wollek had posted a video about are you working your job like a 9 to 5 or what would it look like if you worked a 9 to 5? And I think there's a lot of things to be learned there, but I did a workshop last year with Jay Papazian around the one thing, and he talked about this idea of the 3D framework: delay, delegate, or decrease. Like, which can you do with those 3 Ds to clear your plate, to give you that quiet space, that time just to think and reflect and to gain clarity? And for me, it is about that quiet time. And when I feel overwhelmed, I just have to like get up, move around, you know, sh physically shake it off, find a quiet space and sit down and just kind of sit in that meditation space and refigure out, repurpose what I need to do, and then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get into action. And it's just about finding that quiet space using the 3D framework and then getting back into action.
Yeah, it's amazing what a walk will do for you. Like when you are stuck, get out, get moving, and then sit down in that pause. And that's really important. Reginald, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here. For me, it comes with a four-layer filter that I use, and I've been doing this actually this month a lot. But layer one is the why, layer two is the vision, layer three is the strength, and layer four is the profit. What does that mean? The why is, why am I doing this? Why am I in business? Two, vision, does this move me closer to the future I want to build? Three, does it play to what I want or what my business does best? And four, because it's business, does it generate profit? But even in other areas, does it generate the profit in terms of good feeling or joy? So those are the four filters I use to, or the four layer filter I use to get clarity.
Reggie, I love that. So you're going to have to put those four filters in the chat for everybody, because I think that's so important. Talking about profit and joy in your business, like those are really good clarity asking questions. So if you could put that in the chat, that would be awesome. All right. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So clarity, yes, I think, I don't know if anybody caught the Bruce Willis talk last night with his wife. And I think that just puts life clear in people's mind. If you see what happened to this exceptional man with his FTD. But as far as clarity goes, I think it also comes when you are dealing with business and you might have gone out. And what is it? What's our inner drive is to always get a listing, right? Or always make a sale. But sometimes you have to come back and you have to be clear about your mission and your values. And sometimes it doesn't work out. Like the people that you might have met with may not be for you. So I look at clarity like life is short and your time, as Orly said, is your really your asset. And sometimes we just have to be clear, is this really the road we want to go down? Because we're always trying and striving to get business, but take a step back and think things through sometimes, because with the market the way it is and things expiring, if you're not working as a team with a client, it may not work out and you may be losing your precious asset, which is time.
Yeah, that's a great share. I'll have to go back and watch that. I'm addicted to watching tennis right now and staying up way too late watching that. So, but I'll go back and watch that Bruce Willis thing for sure. Juan, good morning.
Morning, Kristen. First of all, thank you to Tim for the love and for the song. And thank you to you for bringing this up and to all of you. I think we got to make slowing down just part of your routine. I have it on my phone every day at noon, an alarm that says pause for 2 minutes. Just do it. Stay away from this. Every now and then, in not leaving behind just because you forgot about it, just do it on purpose and just be with yourself for whatever long you can do it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, that's a great share. I see what Donna Gilbert put in the chat about if it was only last month on Earth, what would I want to be doing? And it reminds me of Jenny Wolick taught a class once, and in her class, she said, if you woke up with $20 million tomorrow morning, what does your day look like? You know, and so, and it was that, you know, just to think about if all of a sudden you got to where you wanted to get, you know, what is your day going to look like? And then you need to design a life around that, whatever it is for you that you want to wake up and do that morning, that's what you need to design it around. But William, we can get you in real quick. Can you find the mute button?
Oh, there sorry you- about that. I didn't realize you were calling me before.
No worries.
I was getting clarity in my own head. Anyway, so my saying about this is that, you know, the clarity, I had to do it a couple of times over and over in my life. You know, it's a repeat process because what was clear and goals that I've set for myself when I was in my 20s is quite different now. So anyway, so when I found out that I had a serious illness, I just sat down and I got clarity. Okay, what am I going to do? What am I committed to? So I got clarity that I am going to get better, and I guaranteed that I wanted to do that. And I made a commitment. And I told that to all my doctors when I saw them. I says, I plan to live to be 100, and I got some plans and things that I want to complete in my lifetime. I've completed others. Now I got new things that I want to complete. So I've got to live to do that. And I'm making more consistent. What it is that's driving my consistency now of what I'm going to be doing. That's all I want to say, that you have to go through this process more in life, more times in one than life.
Yep, I agree with you, William. I am so glad that you found the mute button, my friend, because that is an amazing share. So what a great way to close out the pre-show. All right, good morning, everyone. Do not adjust your dial. James D. Shaw is over across the pond getting ready for an amazing Elevate event for those of us that are going next spring. And so I am Kristen Jungles from Naperville, Illinois. I am your guest host today and absolutely thrilled to be here with you. On our pre-show, we talked a lot about clarity and how do you get to having clarity with the goals for your business. We're going to go right from there into action. But before we do that, we're going to go with a tell me something good. And it can't be that Taylor Swift and Trav are engaged, even though I think that's fantastic. I want some other tell me something goods from everybody. What do you got? And we need to take all the hands down. I'm not actually the co-host, so we need to take the hands down. But I do think our next one up is Jean Marie. Tell us something good.
Hey, it's always great to see you, Kristen, and it's wonderful to be in these calls. This is a tell me something good. I just put a buyer under contract yesterday. Woohoo! And it's thanks to the call we had, not yesterday, but the day before, the pre-show, where we talked about how to craft offers, how to sort of sweeten it. Let me just say that if people aren't on this call on a regular basis, they're really missing out on dollars and the support of people. It was and I just had it on the background. It worked. So I'm just going to say these calls are fabulous, and so is this community.
Jean Marie, that should be the post on our pivot page. If you are not on our call, you are missing out on dollars. I love the way that you said that. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, Janet Rabemeyer in Daytona Beach Shores, tell us something good. We start with unmuting.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, it's always different when you're on your phone. Well, Kristen, I am proud of myself for two things. One, I was patient with my oldest first-time home buyer ever. He had been under contract on his first home back in February, and then it was exactly what he thought he wanted, and until he realized it wasn't. And we got him closed just last week. So on something totally different, but it took time, and I'm really glad that I had patience with this 78-year-old first-time home buyer. And then the other thing is, yesterday was my day off. I'm getting very consistent with having Tuesday as my Saturday. And this morning, I looked at my text messages, and there were a bunch of things that did not distract me yesterday because I did not look at them. In carrying on with what we were talking about earlier this morning in the pre-show about clarity, giving yourself a whole day to have white space is the best gift you could give yourself. So please do it, y'all. Thank
Yeah,
you.
I love that. That's like a Tuesday afternoon. Is it what would Donna Gilbert do? Because she's at the beach on Tuesday afternoons, for those that don't know. So that's a great day to take off. So Vicki, good morning. Tell us something good.
Good morning. Thank you, Kristen, for the opportunity. Yesterday, our productivity coach asked me and two other ladies, Heather Smith and Becky Nias, to share what's one thing you would tell a new agent? And we all agreed to get on this call.
Nice. That's awesome. This call is a game changer. This community will change your life if you let it. You need to listen, you need to learn, and then you need to implement. That's the key thing. So we had two more that were up before, and I want to make sure that we hear from you, Monica and Jenny. So Monica first.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. I had the best birthday surprise yesterday. Is one of my if some of you may not know, but I am also a high school school teacher. And so yesterday, one of the young ladies who graduated 2 years ago is taking her real estate test and wants to work up under me because of the things I've been talking about and trying to get them to understand about real estate. So I just was like so excited about that.
Well, thanks for sharing that. And thanks for everything you do for our students. Being an educator is hard work. So we need to give all of you guys more credit. Have a great year with your students. And Jenny,
Thank
last
you.
one, tell us something good.
Hey, Kristen, so good to see your beautiful face today. And yes, this community is changing my life and more than just real estate. But I wanted to share that 6 months ago, Jenny Hayes, and we call ourselves Jenny's Coast to Coast. Hey, she's in Lakeland, I'm in Tampa. She gave me a referral for a $1.4 million listing. And Jenny and I went under contract on that listing this past weekend. So, hey, super excited.
Nice. That's amazing. I love the referrals that happen in here. I mean, I remember Jack Smith telling us once when he first started with the Pivot community, he about 3 to 5% of his business was agent to agent referral. Fast forward 5 years later of being in our Pivot community, and 55% of Jack and Divya's business is agent to agent referral. So it's a way to stay engaged and share with the rest of the group. Okay, you guys, we talked about clarity in the pre-show. And of course, we have to talk about getting into action right now on our show. So this morning, I'm in the good book, Shift. So, and I'm on page 61 this morning, and someone will probably tell us we've been here before. But on page 61, Gary and Jay talk about, regardless of which offer you make, you always want people to respond now. To do this, you must practice the simple concept of MOFR, make offers for immediate response at all times. You may have heard this explained in the past as a call to action. It is a tried and true messaging theory. So then he goes at the bottom line is that to be an effective lead generator, you need to make offers that motivated buyers and sellers will respond to right away. And I hear so many agents talking about being stuck right now. And what are the things that you are doing right now to get people into action? Because I'm hearing from a lot of agents that it is slowing down a bit. We're hearing that the market is slowing. There's less inventory, more time on market. But I also know that there's a ton of agents that are crushing it right now. They're having their best years. They're putting people under contract. They're getting 4 and 5 listings in a month. Like, I know that people are crushing it. So what we want to talk about today is what is the MOFR that you're using that is getting people into action right now? Dean Moss, start us off.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for hosting the call today, Kristen. It's great to see you. It's good to see another Chicago person around here. That's great. I think what you need to do is you need to listen. That's the first thing. First and foremost, listen for what's important to them. You really can't have a stock action item. If you listen to them, you'll find out what their hot button is, and you have to simply adjust your conversation to them. So a lot of people think, well, these people are going to beat me up on price, or they're going to beat me up on real estate fee, or they're going to beat me up on this. But really, it's something somewhat simpler. You know, they want to know you're going to be there. So what are you going to do? So your action is to listen to what their hot button is and push that hot button.
That's so important. I mean, Janet talked earlier about being patient, and listening is right up there. I had a friend tell me once when we were at a happy hour that I talk a lot. I'm like, that is because I have to listen all day long. By the time I get done with the day, I'm ready to chat. So listening is totally important. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning, KJ. This is such an important topic, and one that's so frequently misunderstood by many agents, because contact me when you're thinking about something towards selling a home is not a MOFR. A MOFR is the most important thing, and it needs to be well understood. It needs to be an immediate response. It's a call to action that gets people off their butt and dialing your phone number or registering right now. And so many times we say, hey, when you think that you're ready, give me a call. Not a MOFR. Hey, the great examples of like a direct MOFR are buy with me or sell with me, and then a reason that they should take action immediately. So, hey, individuals that sell with our team get to use our moving truck at no additional cost if they register before this Friday is an immediate response that will get people to register if they're thinking about doing something. And so being really clear on what an exact MOFR is and being creative about creating those and putting them out to your sphere and your clients will get people in action. Another great MOFR is, hey, register now for the top list of foreclosures coming to the market immediately. Mm-hmm. And get those people off their butts and get those leads generated so that you have people to work with in a shifting market. Thank you.
Ooh, great chairs. Thanks so much, Tyler. Good morning, Julie Hess.
Good morning. Well, following that, I guess, Tyler, thank you so much for the share because I really don't have that type of mofer, which I think is great. The only reason why I raised my hand is we had a slower start to the year. And right now, so far this month, I have 9 listing appointments. And I just want to share with all of you, 8 of those were boomers. And so I'm telling you, there's a shift going on right now. I think, and if they're not boomers, it's the boomers helping their parents get out. So I guess my note that I wrote was never give up, never give up, never give up on your database. Make sure you're making those phone calls and also have an answer. So go out and find the 55 and older communities. Go out and find the ranchers. Like get out there and talk to builders so that you can call and say, hey, I just found out. Kristen, you're not going to like this. I don't like it either. That the golf course was just sold. And now it's going to be a 55 and older community. That's two golf courses we're losing in our area, which is really sad. And yet our demand is so great. So I just wrote, don't give up. Just call your database. And, you know, like Tyler said, share everything and anything that you can get because I really believe that pocket is now ready. They're popping.
Yeah, I'm sure our friend Tim Johnson is behind the sale of those golf courses. It wouldn't be me yet. I'm not on his team yet, but it's probably Tim.
I'm
So,
sure it is.
yeah, it's, I mean, identifying those people that are going to be moving, right? I mean, and boomers are moving, you guys. They want to downsize, they want less space. Like, what can you bring to the table for those boomers that's going to motivate them to move now, right? Jolie, good morning.
Hi. So get with your lender partners and find out what things they have going on, what promotional rates or different programs that they have. Our lender has a $7,500 credit for home buyers. There's more nuance to it, but I threw that out there as a text message and got a bunch of responses. Also, another thing you can do, I know one of the biggest objections right now for buyers is we want to wait on interest rates. Well, create a spreadsheet for those people. So put everybody that's waiting for a 6% rate in one column, put everybody that's waiting for a 5 3/4, whatever the rate, you know, is. Just go down, make a spreadsheet. And then when the rate hits that point, or again, our lender partner has an adjustable rate program, which I was PTSD at first, but I got clarity and it's a great program. But when those buckets hit, now you have a whole list of people that you can call and say, hey, the last time we spoke, you mentioned you'd be ready to buy when rates were at 6 1/4. Well, guess what? I have a program that can get you a 6 1/4 rate. Call me, you know, by 5 so we can discuss whatever,
Yeah.
those sort of things.
Yeah, there's so many great nuggets in there, right? First of all, lean into your referral partners, right? I mean, there you have to know if you have a data bank of people, your lender partner has a data bank of people too. So it's not just that we always give them business. It's they can reciprocate and bring business to you, but opportunities for you to partner with them because they're aware of those people that are going to either refi. Why are they refining? Could they take cash money out and then go use it to buy another property or an investment property? Like lean into those referral partners and see if there's opportunities there too. Great share. Good morning, Kathleen.
Oh, sorry, the button. Problem with the button. Thank you, Kristen. On the same lines, what Jolie said, get with your lenders, and I've been doing this for a long time, I've shared it quite a few times, and ask them what are they seeing? What are they seeing in what they're getting applications in, closings, and what's going on in the area that I am focusing in? And I've been utilizing that information, which is so pivotal, and calling my database to say, hey, are you aware of what's going to be going on in the market for the fall in Rochester, whatever area I'm working with? And what can that do for you if the rates are going down to sell your house and get to your next house? And it's just asking them, are they aware of what's coming? What's our market doing? And where's our market going? And then I've got three clients that just decided to list with me because I called and had that conversation. And they're going to get off the fence and list in September because they weren't aware of what's going on. We just sometimes assume that everybody's listening to the news or listening to this information or the media. So it's just really just plugging in and sending out that phone call, that text message, that video to make sure our clients are aware of what's going on.
Yeah, and what you're essentially doing, Kathleen, is you're becoming the economist of choice, right? Like you, they're going to get their news from somewhere. So why wouldn't it be from you? And sometimes the news is slanted. So providing them with information about real-time MLS data, what's going on in the market, so that they can make educated decisions. It's showing up for people when they're not buying and selling, so that when they're ready, they do think of you. So great share. Good morning, Irene.
Hey, good morning from Toronto. KJ, you're doing a great job. Nice to
Thank
see your face on my screen. So, two things. Firstly, we did create a MOFR earlier this spring for call us for the top 10. I can't even remember it now. I'll post it in the group. It was like the top 10 improvements that you can do, or the top 10 things you can do if you're thinking of selling in the future, right? So it's like, okay, so we're not trying to nab you right now. If you're thinking of selling in the future, call us for, we have a QR code and we send them the 10 things. We've done it once. We did it in our farm and in our database earlier this spring. We only got one response. And it was already somebody that I had been talking to for quite some time, but we got the response. And now we're actually just in the process of doing it again, doing the thinking of selling in the fall or next year. That's the headline, right? So you're giving people the comfort that you're not going to come and dig your claws into them. So we're looking for people who will sell in the future. I can let you
Yep.
know what the outcome of that is. And the second thing, and we talk about it all the time on this call, is consistency. If you have a farm, you have to be in it. You have to be door knocking there all the time. If you don't have a farm and you're starting to think about it, you have to be door knocking all the time. I'm going on Friday to sign up a $3 million listing in our farm. And when I asked, why is it that you chose to work with us? And they said, Irene, like, you guys are everywhere. And you're the only one that's ever come to my door more than once. You bring us yard bags, you bring us calendars, you ask us how we're doing. You're never after us to sell our house right now, and that's why you're here.
Yeah, I love that. There's so many great ideas to unpack there. I love the top 10 idea for the future. I mean, I will tell you right now, we just took photos for the fifth house for after the first of the year because my calls to people were, when does your yard look the best? And in Chicago, it's in July and August and September, right? Like that's when your yard looks the best. I want to take your exterior photos of your house now. So when we sell after the first of the year and it's negative 10 degrees outside, we don't see that in your yard. I want them to see how beautiful this backyard space is. So we're up to five so far that are listing right after the first of the year that we're taking exterior photos for. So always future pacing your
That's
business.
so good. That
Yep.
is so good. We do that for the people that we're in front of. I had never thought of turning that into a MOFR. KJ,
Yep.
it's going on our list. Thank
All right, there
you.
you go. You're welcome, friend. All right, we'll go to Crystal and come back to Tony. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me share. Back to the MOFR concept. Yesterday's team meeting, our lender shared with us that our interest rates currently are the lowest that they've been in 2 years. What a perfect opportunity to send that out as a MOFR to get our clients to respond in order to take advantage of that, those people that are sitting on the fence, because we have no idea where interest rates are going to go or where pricing is going to go for that matter. So I thought that's a perfect opportunity to reach out to our database.
Yeah, fantastic opportunity. I love that. All right, you guys. Well, I just want to thank everybody for sharing all of your ideas this morning. What we heard from all of these agents is that people are getting into production. So there are opportunities right now for you to be doing with business, for you to be doing business with people, and you just need to go out there and take it. So, and the other thing I heard this morning from people is be a resource in your community, right? James talks about this to us all of the time. You need to add value to people, not just when we're buying and selling houses, so that when you're in front of them now, they're going to think of you later. So thank you for everybody that shared today. I encourage everyone to go get some clarity around your goals and why you're doing it, and then get into action. I appreciate the opportunity, James, for being your guest host. You've got the inspiration, people. Now go put in the perspiration. Have an amazing Wednesday. Take care.
Thanks, Kristen, so much. I appreciate it. Hey, if you enjoyed what we talked about on this call, you're invited to hang out in the community. You can join the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. It's super simple. Go to Facebook, search Pivot Shift Ahead, and you'll find us. Next, if you want to get connected to what we do, go to jamesdshaw.com, and it has a link to how to join the Mastermind Call live on Zoom, along with information on everything we do, including our membership community, the Inspire Collective. We'll see you next time. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration.